Hey, welcome back. FantasyVictory.com. It is a fantasy cast for Wednesday. We've got we're counting you down. We've got all the information you need to know. So we got 3 minutes to lock and load here on auctions. So let's get right into it. From a strategy perspective, you've got two schools of thought. You can be aggressive on the front end and go out and grab guys that you know you want, or you can hang back and let your money kind of linger and let everybody else go crazy on the front end because you know they will, and then get some value at the middle. The problem with waiting is obviously from a quality of player perspective, not necessarily at the top end because there's still some guys of quality. If you're not willing in a $200 cap situation to spend $70 on LeSean McCoy or spend $70 on an Arian Foster, you're going to take a little bit of hit, but it won't be as much. You know, DeMarco Murray and the Run DMC and that type of thing. I mean, those guys are all going to go for 50 to 60, but if you're not willing to go 70, you're going to be kind of stuck there. I mean, and so you can wait. I like to take the approach where I'm aggressive early, and then you kind of are forced to sit back and get value late. Leave yourself enough cap room where you can tie in a couple nice receivers. You can get good receiver depth later on, even in an auction situation. In a recent ESPN mock auction that I was just in this afternoon, I was able to snag Brandon Marshall and Julio Jones for $31 each in a $200 cap. And so, you know, you tie those into the running backs that you get, and you're feeling pretty good about where you're at with things. And so then later on, you know how the whole thing works. If you've done an auction before, you're going to get a whole bunch of guys for a buck, because a lot of times if you haven't waited and you haven't saved that money until the end, you're going to have a dollar player here, dollar player there, and you kind of got to wait and just wait your turn and bide your time once you get down to the wire. So from a pure auction perspective, I like to be aggressive early, but here's the deal. I love to do my homework on the front end, and I think if there's one piece of advice I give fantasy players all over, is that just make sure you're doing your homework. And so you've set your value on which guy you want, and you've got a ceiling on what you're willing to pay. Don't get caught up in the craziness of bidding when somebody bids you up, because you're going to have that guy in your draft where he's going to just continually try to bid you up just to drain your cap. And if you've got a dollar amount in mind, stick to that. It's hard because you're dead set on getting a guy, and once you see he starts to go for $5-7 more than what you have on the table, you got to get to a point where you're willing to let him go. So that is the biggest key from an auction perspective, is not getting caught up in the minutia of the whole draft itself. And when you get a guy that you want and somebody else snipes him, you got to be okay with that. So there we go. That is segment number 2. Hey, we got one more on the way right here. Fantasy Victory.